Apologies, I'm late. Busy day here in Beasley Land, but let's do it. The Daily Podcast, Monday morning, June 20th, a special date, seeing as it's the 20th anniversary for John here on MGK. So, of course, that was a hot topic with a grand finale at the end. Charles Barkley has been talking about golf lately, and it has nothing to do with his awful swing. A radio prank was brought up. Four random facts were shared. We got hot-blooded for song stories today and heard about a guy's legendary tombstone that's making waves. And, of course, we thinned the herd. Here it all is. It's the Daily Podcast.
If you did not hear the finale of the Veterans Radiothon, $160,704.53. We always have that 53 cents in there from some kid that broke his piggy bank.
Yeah,
it's cute. It's very cute.
And more than likely, we will hit 161, probably over the weekend. We probably had to pick up at least another $300. One would hope. But it was a great day, and I thank you all for it. It is a great way for me to celebrate. You ready for this?
What's that?
20 years on the air at MGK today.
Wow.
Yes.
Right. On the 20th.
On the 20th, right.
Wow.
That's
insane.
Congratulations to you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you. It's a miracle in this business. And wow.
How many more years is it than that other station down the hall?
It's a sister station. You can mention their
Not like two.
Eight.
Eight more than that. Must feel so weird for you.
Yeah. Yes.
Once you do that, almost a decade more.
Because in all honesty, I felt like I was at MMR longer.
I bet.
Than I felt like here. I feel like you're 12.
Yeah. Time flies when you get older.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Time compresses. Yep. It compresses big time. 20 years ago was last week. So the LIV Golf League, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
LIV Live.
Right. Bread Truck. Charles Barkley was on the Pat McAfee show. All right. And they were asking about him. And Barkley says, look, I don't judge anyone. And I openly admit if somebody gave me $200 million, I'd kill a relative.
Yeah. That's exactly my take. Right? I hate it, but he said, it.
Shortly after making the statement, he lowered the number to $150 million, right? Which is reportedly what Dustin Johnson got. Okay. Right. And he said, once again, though, but I'd kill a relative for that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
Least favorite cousin.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Today marks my 20th year on the air here at MGK.
Right, which is insane.
Right, yes, it is.
You know. This isn't a normal job.
Right.
Where people are like, yeah, I'm 25 years in.
Right. No, yeah. No. This is an industry that happens in.
Right.
And I was thinking about it. Now, let me ask you, all right, because Dave won't know this. How many times have I been late to work?
I think maybe two in this 6 years that I've been here. Two.
Did you ever have to call me?
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
There was one time.
We were upstairs.
Yeah.
There
was one time I remember.
I probably had to call both times.
But really?
Yeah.
I only remember one.
Right. While you were asleep.
Oh,
so I'm
true.
Surprised you even remember them. Lisa just woke up.
There is, okay. If it's two, there is a third time.
Okay.
Yeah. You know when that was?
Oh, I know when it was. Yeah.
First day on the air.
Right.
Oh, I have heard that.
My first day on the air at MGK, I was, I was nervous. It was my first time coming back to doing mornings, all that stuff. Night before, I'm getting everything together. I want to make sure everything's going to be right. Da, 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 da. And all of a sudden, Lisa's standing there going, don't you have to go to work?
Oh, my God.
Right? And it was literally my first day on the air, and there were TV crews here kinds of stuff.
What, did you set your alarm to, like, p.m. instead of a.m.
No,
or something?
I didn't turn it on, period.
Oh,
I had
God.
The time set, but I never turned it on to
right.
an alarm.
Activated it.
Right,
yeah.
And I get in, and there's all these people, and they think that I normally walk in at about 10 to 6.
Look at this diva.
I've never gotten that far into the story to know you walked in at 10 to 6 your first show.
Wow. 10 to 6 for the very first show.
That's a professional right there. Look, he's ready to go.
Yeah. But too bad he didn't shave.
That's funny. All right, real quick. I got 20 seconds here.
Yeah.
Think of, over the course of the last 20 years, something that stands out, good, bad, in between, and we'll see if we can find that clip from all of our, our files.
All right. Well, you know me. All right. I'll go searching for the bad thing.
I know, which is probably better.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
As long as I've mentioned, and Cindy, I think you'll love this too, as long as I've mentioned that today's my 20th anniversary, all right, here's a radio story that has absolutely nothing to do with me, but it's an interesting radio story. Somebody on Reddit who goes by the name Swifty Dog told a story about how their dad got revenge on a local radio station. The phone number for the station was, let's say, 555-5700.
Okay.
All right? And their home number was 555-5070. All right? So they would get calls all hours of the day and night, you know, with the wrong number. So he politely calls the station manager and asks if they could change the way the number was presented on the air to hopefully avoid confusion.
Hmm.
All right? In so many words, the station manager said, hey, we're a radio station. We can do whatever we want. All right? So the next couple of people that accidentally called the house were told that they were caller 10 and that they won a car, and all they had to do was come down to the station and mention that they won it on the request line, and they should ask for the station manager if anyone gave them any problems about it. Shortly thereafter, the station changed how they presented it.
Nice.
Now, here's the confession part.
All right.
I used to do this all the time.
Oh.
When people we used to get calls for Power 99 all the time.
No way.
Right? And I would stop. I would take down their name. I would take down their address and their phone number. I would say, okay, yeah. All right, do you know where the studios are? Yeah. You don't? Oh, I gave them the directions.
Come on. Wow. Right?
And then they would show up going, no, I won. It was like...
Were you ever found out?
What? Never.
No.
Now.
Never. Well,
today.
Now they're going to find out.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Time for us to get to.
And now it's time for...
Ah!
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, what do you got, Sin?
Okay, Buddy Holly spelled his last name H-O-L-L-E-Y, but his first record label left out the E in his contract, and so the misspelled version of his name stuck.
Oh.
It is amazing how many people this kind of thing has happened to. What do you got, Steve?
All right, this is unfortunate timing. The Secret Service wasn't protecting Abraham Lincoln the night he was shot because he had just signed the bill creating them then headed out to Ford's Theater.
Wait, like literally that day?
Pen, ink, paper. Right. I'm going to go see a play.
The irony of that is insane.
Right?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. What do you got?
The biggest American city is Sitka, Alaska. It's 2,870 square miles, which makes it twice the size of Rhode Island.
Wow.
But it only has around 9,000 residents.
Right. And they all live in one house.
Is that right?
Yes. It's made out of ice. And when Outback Steakhouse started in Tampa in 1988, not one of the four founders had ever been to Australia.
We noticed.
And there are your...
Random
facts.
Come on, I had to.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
My thanks go out to all of you who participated in this year's Veterans Radiothon. As it stands right now, the total on Friday was $160,704.53. And there's the kitty piggy bank number on the end there, right? But and over the weekend, people were donating more money, so we don't have a grand total yet. But this will give you a good idea of it was just a great year. It was a great year, and Steve will back me up. I thought we were running behind morning long all day. Throughout the day, I was positive. I said, oh, God, we're not even going to break last year. Oh, my God.
I tried to, as you would, you know, you'd say that we were in music or something, and I would try to not respond just to... You know, not to push it further into your head and just see maybe if I just ignore it, he'll go talk to somebody else.
It's the right thing to do.
I just wanted to, there's no reason to hammer that nail home.
That's the Sicilian in me. Come on, please. All right, let's get to it.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents
Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, our friend with a truck. They make junk disappear. Lou Gramm's words in Hot Blooded may have some personal meaning to them. Mick Jones tells the story about when they were recording that song. Something happened that led to the eventual lyrics and title.
That was a very spontaneous song. It came together in the studio. Actually, while I was playing it, we still don't have the title for it, but we were just really ferociously jamming on it, and suddenly my amp caught fire in the studio. It almost burnt the studio down. So that's kind of the vibe of that song, sort of where it comes from.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I had mentioned during the radiothon about, gee, if I could put anything on my tombstone, I'd want to put, you know, you never feel better than you do when you help somebody, you know, less fortunate than yourself. And then I saw this story this morning. This is going on in Polk County, Iowa. And it seems that a tombstone there has piqued the concern of the more conservative-minded people in the community. A guy by the name of Stephen Owens died, and he had this phrase that he used often, and he wanted it on his headstone. And the headstone said, "Forever in our hearts, until we meet again, cherished memories known as our brother, father, papa, uncle, friend, and cousin." Now, each one of those statements was on a separate line.
Okay.
And each line started out with a capital letter.
So what was the words again?
All right. Forever. I'm going to just give you the first word.
Oh, boy.
I'll give you
I'm already bracing.
First word of each line.
Continue.
Forever until cherished memories known our father friend.
Yeah. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Yes. So, and the cemetery is like freaking out over it. The staff said they've been against the headstone from the beginning, and they're reportedly weighing their options. And the daughter of the dearly departed said, "It's just who our father was. It was his saying. No one's forcing any visitor to come to the cemetery and see it.
It's great. Right.
Abide by his final wish.
That's it. Let the man have it.
Well, and also and that.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Right. And forever in our eyes."
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Today is my 20th anniversary. I've been on MGK for 20 years now.
Congratulations.
I got to tell you, it is so hard to believe. It literally is so hard to believe. I honestly feel like it was like, you know, maybe 8 years ago, 10 at most.
I get that.
That I started.
I get that, man. Right? Older I get.
You know, and we all started about the same time. Myself, Coob, Andre, we were like weeks apart from each other. Andre celebrated his 20th just a couple of weeks ago, right? And I think I was the last one added onto the bill.
All right.
And over the years, when you do this for a living, there are a couple of questions that people always ask you, whether it's part of an interview or a listener on the street or you're getting into a conversation with somebody. And it always comes up of, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you?
Right? Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and for the longest time, I remember once I thought I was going to have my head handed to me because someone said something about, you know, there was some sort of Ray Charles story, right? And I, you know, I said, well, it's a big deal. He didn't see it, right? And everyone's like, oh my God, what you said.
Pearl clutching.
I said, I think Ray understands that he didn't see it.
Right.
Right?
We've crossed that line far more times now since then.
And went way past it, right? But if it came down to anything, in the 20 years that I've been at MGK, the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me happened at a turkey drop when I said, ladies and gentlemen, would you please once again thank me?
yes, this is classic. Great choice.
Yes.
I was, now let me see, do I have this correctly, right? We had just gotten a donation, a massive donation.
Yeah. We were expecting something else, and then we got a donation that was higher than you expected. So you were taken aback.
Right. And I was really thrown. All right. And it was a flub. And then the next day we came into the studio, you know, and it was bad enough that morning because it took me easily 20 minutes to half an hour to get over having said that.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me pull it back up.
Okay. You know,
the mayor was there right next to you.
Yeah, the mayor
was
there. And I think I was trying to thank the mayor also.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please once again thank me?
Once again, thank me.
I've asked you to thank me before.
Right. Once again, thank me. But no, the more embarrassing part about it was the next day when I came in the studio and, oh, God forbid anybody let go of that. $7,500 surprised the hell out of me. All right. It really took me back. All right. Are you starting now? Are you guys going to start now? Is this when it's going to begin?
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please once again thank me?
There's the first shot of many.
I was flustered. I had just found out that we went from $2,500 to $7,500. I'm talking to the mayor. I'm completely wound up. Right? And go ahead. My God.
Normally, this would be an okay flub because you're talking so much during the show.
Thank me.
We're not going to allow it to slide.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please, once again, thank me.
Everyone, really bow to the radio. Get on your knees.
I am God.
The John DeBella Show is underway. Have some respect.
This is going to be my abuse for the rest of the day, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So I don't know what this is. I just know that you guys built this and obviously has something to do with what I said yesterday.
Yes. We had a little fun with it.
Yeah, Dave was very hard at work once we got back to the studio after the turkey drop.
Yes.
All right. Just to clarify, for those who don't understand, yesterday during the turkey drop at about 7:45,
right,
and we were expecting a $2,500 donation, and she upped it to $7,500, and it seriously...
You got very emotional.
I got very emotional about it. I was caught completely off guard. I thought that we were maybe lagging behind on donations, and right then and there, when she did that, I just lost it. So it took me a while to get it back together. And then the mayor was the very next person I had to talk to.
He was standing behind you.
Right. So when it came time for me to wrap it up, I'm trying to say, right, please join me in thanking the mayor, right, for coming down. And this happened. And from what I can see from the waveform here, this goes on much longer than my mistake.
We took it to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please once again thank me with the mayor. You know what I'm trying to say.
I am God. Worship me.
Once again, thank me.
Kneel to me.
Kneel before Zod.
Well, thank me with the mayor. You know what I'm trying to say.
You will bow down before me.
Ladies and gentlemen, behold your new God.
John DeBella.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please once again thank me?
Ahoy, hoy, lowly mortals. In addition to working for me, you may now praise me as your almighty.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Look into my eyes. I can make you my puppet, for I am your master, and you will obey me.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please once again thank me?
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh.
Thank me. Well, thank me with the mayor. You know what I'm trying to say.
Bow before your king. Bow your shits.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
In the herd.
You got to respect the efficiency here. This guy may have managed to get fired, arrested, and kicked off an entire continent all at once.
Wow.
All right. A 23-year-old in Australian who doesn't have a license to, drank a large amount of liquor on Saturday night and decided to steal his boss's car.
All right.
Now, we're guessing he doesn't like them too much or has sort of beef with the boss because it sounds like this was all intentional. He stole his SUV, he made it over a 4-foot trench, drove 200 feet through a field, and parked the car on a set of railroad tracks.
Oh, my God.
All right. He actually launched over the tracks and then ended up about 30 feet away. So we reversed back and make sure that he left the car there and walked home. A train showed up the next morning, but luckily saw the SUV in time and didn't hit it. A farmer used his tractor to move the SUV off, but it continued. Police tracked the guy down at home, and he confessed to everything. He's facing charges for stealing the car, driving without a license, negligent driving, and obstructing the path of a train. He's originally from Vanuatu.
Say what?
Vanuatu. The island of Vanuatu in the South Pacific.
Oh, okay.
But now he may lose his visa and get kicked out of the country. There's no official word on what's going on with his job. Yeah, you don't have it anymore.
In the herd.
What do you got?
All right, Antoine Tucson. Mm-hmm. He's allegedly been pretending to be a U.S. Marshal for 15 years.
Wow.
Came to an end earlier this month, though, when officials say cops were called to put a stop to a confrontation between two women in a restaurant. When the cops arrived, Tucson reportedly flashed a badge and described the scene to the real police. Tucson was armed with a police vest, handgun, and taser, but he left his, quote, bite dog at the scene, which was suspicious because real canine handlers would never do that. He was unable to produce credentials, and when he was, Tucson then had a friend come over pretending to be his supervisor. They're now both under indictment.
It was a good run. It was a good run.
What do you have?
I got a story for soup lovers. Joshua Wirtz is a soup lover, although it may not seem like it at first. He broke into a residence in Altoona and started causing damage. He cut up a phone charger and destroyed a can of soup. Then he set fire to a few small items, such as some mail and a Pokemon card. Witnesses, including the person that lived there, arrived at the house, called police after noticing the front door was ajar. And Wirtz was found sitting on a couch with a wrench. And one of the witnesses realized what was going on. Holy crap, this guy broke in. He's crazy. They calmly talked to him until the cops arrived. And when asked why he broke in, Wirtz told police he was looking for a phone that had a secret soup recipe on it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't find it, so he chopped up the cord and a can of soup for good measure. He's placed in Blair County Prison on $50,000 bail.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, as long as you went to Altoona, let me go to Western Pennsylvania also. Oh, nice. This happened near a small airport near Pittsburgh, the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Okay? And before his flight, he bought some drinks at a snack bar and paid for it with a counterfeit $100 bill.
Okay.
All right. The bill looked real enough, so the cashier didn't notice, but when they checked it again, it was obviously fake, and it said it was for motion picture use only.
Oh, yeah, I know these.
Okay. Police figured out who Steven was, and that was a passenger, and he was a passenger on an outgoing flight. They got a warrant and arrested him on his return flight when he landed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what was the excuse? What excuse could he possibly give for handing out a counterfeit $100 bill?
It wasn't his.
Close.
It's not real money.
No.
Good one, Steve.
All right.
Got him.
The $100 bill was in the pants, and they weren't his pants.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't his pants. His defense apparently hinges on the idea that he borrowed the pants from someone else. He's facing felony charges for using counterfeit bills.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Look at this. Look at this.
Turn the bright side music off.
I got an entire room filled with people, and they're all in mustaches.
You got one, too.
Oh, boy.
Wait
boy.
A minute. How'd you guys get the sticky mustaches?
Bill has
the touch. Mine just
doesn't. No, it's tough.
Laura Lewis, right. Who of course got our Crystal Award for us, figured out how to get the adhesive backing off the mustaches at the last minute.
At the last minute.
So,
first off, until you see Kathy in a mustache.
Oh.
Right?
Hot. No.
It's pretty hot. Hey, John, pretty big day. 20 years. We have a cake. Look behind you.
Oh.
I'd like you to read the inscription. Describe the cake.
It says,
on mic.
MGK Morning 4, 20, 4600.
4,600 times I've had to hear that stupid Monty Python song.
How long is it, Bill?
That's, I don't know. Oh, my God. No, I figured out 20 years doing five shows a week times, you know, discounted for holidays and your exorbitant vacation allotment.
Right. Pierre still gets more.
Hang
on. President Steve Show has to go back on WMMR. Yeah. 30 seconds left till we go back live.
Congratulations. Unfortunately, there was a Bill speech.
I should have let them go first. No, but 4,600 shows on MGK, waking up in the morning, you know, giving a little bit of fun and, you know, some companionship to our audience is just, that's a remarkable achievement. And I know this is on the heels of, like, what you did on Friday, which is amazing, you know, for the good of our community. But this is about you, 20 years on WMGK, waking up at the crack of dawn with your cohorts.
Crack of dawn? I wake dawn up.
You do, yeah. But I know we're all very appreciative to have you on the air and being such a great morning man. So 4,600 shows, 20 years today, right?
Right, 20 years today, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
all right.
And we were talking about this earlier this morning. How I've been late two times, right, to the show. I've only been late two times to the show. Right, and the first time was my first day on the air. Right, I did everything the night before except set the alarm. and literally walked in at 10 of, and there were TV crews in the room and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. So,
But nobody works harder at prepping and delivering their show, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
And before you go, there's somebody on the hotline.
Okay.
And it is no one with the last name of Beasley.
Okay.
I know you were wondering if Bruce was calling.
All right. Okay, hi there. Who's this?
So you still haven't beat my record, though.
this is sweet.
What's going on?
This is sweet. Debbie Calton's on the line. Oh, how you doing?
I wish I could be there. I tuned in earlier, and I got that song in one note, so I think I still have it.
Okay.
I know it was Spirit in the Sky, but anyway, congratulations. I miss talking to you every morning.
Well, we miss you too. We miss you in a big way. You know, Matt's doing a great job, but he just doesn't dress like you do.
I still do dress. I still, like, you know, even though I'm retired, it's not like sweatpants every day. So I do that, yes. But I do miss you, and I congratulate you. And what Bill said, I've never seen anybody do the kind of prep that you do and what you put into it every single day. I mean, you would often be there, and you probably still are, when I was getting off of the air. You know, you were still doing interviews and stuff. So you do give it your 110%, and you should be congratulated for being there all this time. It's marvelous.
Well, Debbie, thank you. I have to tell you, this is the best gift I could have gotten today. This is
really
great.
Hey, I want another cutting board, too, by the way.
Okay. All right. By the way, those of you looking for cutting boards, it's John DeBella Woodworking on Instagram. Only because Bill's in the room.
Wait, do you have an Instagram account?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very popular for one of the. I think 25 people are following it.
I'm one of them.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much. And to everybody out there, I've been getting texts all morning from people. And I love the way they always say, you know, I've been listening to you since that other radio station. Look, I know which one it is. You can say MMR, right? This is great. I mean, I find it hard to believe that I've been here 20 years. Right, and it's going to be even harder to believe in November when I realize I've been in Philadelphia for 40 years. Wow. So I want to thank you all for the support. I want to thank you for supporting the things that I support. And I want to thank you for listening because, you know, we do this for you, folks. You know, I could sit in a room at home and talk to myself and, you know, it would be fine because I'm that out of my mind nowadays. but because of you, it's why I get up every day. It's why, you know, I live for this, and I appreciate everything that you guys have given me just by tuning in. So thank you all. Have a great day, Philadelphia. I don't take any crap from anybody.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.